boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think I figured it out. I think I figured out my purpose in life.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh as your friend, but...
I did.
I didn't know that that's how we were starting the show, but all right, go on.
I have a purpose. I finally figured it out, and that is to be the opinion friend.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at you.
Don't laugh at my purpose, because you made it, you're half the reason I realized it today. I'm the opinion friend. Not that like I have opinions on everything. I'm not going to be like, ooh, I hate that new guy you're dating. That's not really me. I'm the person that my friends text when they need help choosing something. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what happened all today. Destiny messaged me clearly from a Home Goods or TJ Maxx.
It was Home Goods.
And said, this is what my living room looks like. Here's two different picture, like framed print things. Which one goes better? I emphasized the picture that I liked better. Uh-huh. And then you went on with your merry
day. And I bought it, and it's in the front seat of my car right now.
And then I have a college friend's wedding next weekend, so my old roommate texted me, and she's like, hey, what are you wearing to this wedding next weekend? And I send her, like, oh, here's a couple of options that I ordered. And then she proceeded to be like, help me. Sent me 5 photos of dresses she already had and was like, what do you think? Do any of these work? Let me know. And I went in, and I emphasized my favorites. And then hopefully she picks from those. I think this is my purpose in life.
Well, here's the thing. You are the perfect person, and this is why I will always go to you for any opinion. It's because, one, you really do have, like, you have strong opinions. Not like you always go around and you say them, but you will give an opinion when asked, and you don't, like, beat around the bush.
Yeah.
Like, you will give a strong opinion when needed, and I love that about you.
Mm.
And then the other thing about it is that you respond quickly.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to wait 15 minutes at Home Goods to see whether or not you're going to let me know which picture frame I should get. You are within 10 seconds.
See, because I have been trained, because if I see photo attachment one, and then another one, and then another one, I know somebody's asking me for their opinion. So I'm like, I got to stop what I'm doing, and I got to help this person.
You got to go into mode.
Because it's my purpose in life. Thank you. I'm glad I finally figured it out.
Well, that's how she started her day, like, I guess.
Yeah, text me if you need an opinion.
I have a question. I need to know if I'm, like, a normal girl or, like, not a normal girl. Because, like, I noticed that normal girls will just buy something at, like, a department store that's, like, home decor.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just take it home. No questions asked. They don't even bother sending pictures to their significant other, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, me, I will look at the department store and I will see picture frames or, you know, wall art or anything. And I'm like, I got to ask neighbor man because I want to know what his opinion is. This is our house. I want to know if he thinks this looks good. This could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask him what his opinion. Even last night, I was watching on TikTok on my FYP and I see this girl says, come with me while I look for my wedding flowers. And I'm like, wait, where's your significant other?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this alone? I would need him there with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I broken?
Okay, no, that's weird.
What?
Like making wedding decisions.
Without your significant
other? I think that's weird. As far as home decor goes, I just don't think you've been together long enough yet to realize he does not care. Respectfully.
I know he doesn't. I know he doesn't. That's why he takes forever to respond.
Because he's like, if I don't respond, she'll just make a decision on her own. She'll either buy it or she won't.
No. What happens is I end up leaving because I get so frustrated that he took too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I send question mark, hello. And then finally he responds. And then I have to go back to the stupid store.
I think that's your sign. Stop asking.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sometimes you get in that mood with your partner where neither of you can really make a decision on something where you're like, yeah, we could go out tonight or we could stay in. Like, what do you think? And they're like, I would do whatever. And then you just keep like circling around each other. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that even starts a fight because it's kind of annoying, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a TikToker who's going viral because she has what she calls the 50-50 method for couples for those moments where both of you are like, well, we could do one thing or we could do this, but neither of us really care. They ask each other, what's your 50? By that, she's asking to give your percentage between the two options. So she basically says they use this for food a lot, which I know is a huge issue for a lot of couples of like, what are we going to eat tonight? She said, okay, let's say we're kind of trying to decide between sushi or Italian. Nobody's really speaking up. So she'll say to her man, what's your 50? And he'll go, well, I'm 60% sushi, 40% Italian. Then she'll come back and be like, well, actually I was 10% sushi and 90% Italian. So because her difference is so much bigger and she really didn't want sushi that much, normally he would be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm down for Italian because I wanted sushi a little bit more, but you obviously want Italian way, way more. So they use this to help figure it out. And most of the time there's like a big difference for one of the people that will help make the decision.
What if there wasn't?
Well, then that's a problem, I guess.
Yeah, like what if it really was 50-50? I guess we get both. I don't know.
I think there's no way it's 50-50. You have to be leaning towards one, even just a little bit more, like 60-40.
Yeah, I think if anything, I'd probably go, 60-40. If you ask me right now, I would go 60 Italian, 40 sushi, only because I had sushi last weekend.
See, I would say 90 sushi, 10 Italian, because I just...
Girl, you have sushi all the time.
I had pasta for lunch.
Oh.
So I don't want it again. Sorry.
Dang it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
So I went today to the dentist office to talk about the plan for my dental goal, I guess. I don't know. What are we doing?
Braces.
Thank you. Braces, right? Before we even got into all of that, I found out that the dental assistant wanted to pull a prank on me today.
Okay. So clearly it didn't happen if they were telling you about it?
She didn't get to it, but she was gonna do it.
What?
Remember a couple weeks ago, you and I talked about how I was at the dentist's office and I was sitting in the waiting room and they started playing Nickelback.
Yes.
I loved it. I thought playing Nickelback was the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. But that's because selfishly, I love freaking Nickelback, okay? Everyone else probably hated that they were
playing. La, 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 la. That's what I would have done, respectfully.
They probably all hated it. And then we started talking about songs that were just, well, probably not the best option to play in the waiting room. At the dentist's office, or really any office, you know, doctor's office. You had said, Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
I did.
She heard you say that.
I stand by it.
She thought that was the funniest thing ever. And she wanted to time it out perfectly that when I walked in, Another One Bites the Dust comes
Oh my
out.
God. Would you have even noticed, to be honest?
I think if she would have done it to where I wasn't yip-yapping and talking to the, you know...
Receptionist,
because you know me, I'm a yip-yapper and I'm going to talk to everyone. And I'm sitting there. Yeah, I think I would have noticed it. Then I think I probably would have been like, wait a minute, is this my sign? Am I dying today?
Can they do it next time? Can you guys, if you're out there, can you do it next time? That's funny.
What? Are you praying on my downfall?
Hand me the ox. I'll get it set up for you.
I'm really excited because I'm finally getting braces.
Mm-hmm.
30 flirty and getting braces. I'm excited.
I'm here for it.
I'm very excited. So I've been getting all the appointments done that's necessary, which is, you know, the x-rays, the appointments, sitting down, talking about it all. Today was the final one where we've talked about what is the game plan. So here's the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to shock you because I didn't even know this was going to happen. So here's the deal. Braces for 2 years, which I did know that. And they're going to remove two teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I might have told you that.
You mentioned that you thought that maybe they would have to pull them to like make room.
Yes.
I guess.
So two teeth on the bottom will be removed.
I don't like to think about that.
So here's the thing. I should also mention I'm getting braces next Thursday, 9:20 in the morning. I'm getting braces.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get braces, we're going to have them up on top, clear.
Yeah.
on the bottom, we're going to do color. We'll get to that in a second. But the bottom, we're going to only do a little bit, and then we're going to leave the front open because we're not going to remove that the two teeth yet.
Okay.
So I'm only going to have like some of the braces on.
Interesting.
And then we'll remove the teeth because I got to go to the University of Iowa. I got to go see like an oral surgeon of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll also get to that in a second too. So we're going to do that. Remove two teeth. We're getting braces. Not the two teeth. The two teeth won't be removed Thursday, but braces for sure Thursday. Two teeth being removed later. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Also, in a year, I'm going to have to take some time off just so you know, because I'm getting jaw surgery.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Because I didn't have to. It was an option that was presented to me. But basically, yeah, if we did just this, if we just did the braces, my teeth would be perfectly straight.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing that I'm most insecure about is actually that my front teeth are here, but then my bottom teeth are like further back, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's actually what I'm most insecure about. I could care less that my teeth are crooked or like crowded.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I'm more insecure about that the front teeth are here and then the back teeth are further back.
Is that an overbite?
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's saying the front teeth are actually, they're not, they're perfect. It's the bottom teeth that need to come forward.
Mm.
And it's something to do with that women and genetics, we tend to have that problem. So that it just happens with women. So with the jaw surgery, what they're going to do, hear me out. Are you ready for this? They're going to put metal in my jaw and we're going to move it forward. And your answer to that, I know what you're asking. Is it going to go off with TSA? I was hoping so. It won't.
Oh.
Because I kind of wanted to go off with TSA. And they'd be like, what do you got? And I'd be like, it's in my mouth.
Dad, I don't like that.
No, unfortunately, it won't go off with TSA.
So are you, I'm sorry. I only can think of like a superhero. Like you're going to have extendo jaw. Can you crank it out and then crank it back? I don't, that's all I can picture. I know that's not right.
What? Do you think I can crank it myself?
Maybe that'd be kind of cool.
You make me think of it's like the Jack in the Box.
Exactly.
Pop, my jaw comes out.
I'd like to put that option on the table.
I was just telling you I had my dental appointment today and now we know braces are coming on. Less than a week from today. We got braces on next Thursday.
Crazy turnaround.
I know. So I do know that I want to do clear on top and then we have to do color on bottom. That's just what they do. So I have to figure out a color though.
Mm-hmm.
What color do you recommend? I would probably stay away from green is what I'm already thinking because I don't want to look like I have broccoli in my teeth.
Yeah.
But do you got any recommendations as somebody who has had braces before?
I had braces when I was 13, I think. Well, I don't know. Yeah. 13, 14 to like 15, 16. I never once got a color. I only ever got silver because I was so like freaked out of looking like I had broccoli in my teeth. I didn't want yellow because I didn't want my teeth to look yellow. I didn't want blue because I didn't want it to look like I just had Kool-Aid. I like overthought every single situation, even though some of my friends were like, oh, I'm getting black and gold because it's football season for Iowa. I never did it. And I actually, looking back, I'm really glad that I only ever got silver.
Okay. I never knew that silver was an option.
Or gray or whatever you want to call it, I guess.
I never knew silver was an option. And then I've also been kind of like, I don't know, slightly having regrets that I am doing clear on top.
Really?
I don't know. I kind of think that braces are kind of nerdy cute.
Yeah.
That I'm like, what, do I just want to just go all out?
I mean, it's only 2 years, I guess.
That's
everybody else has pictures of themselves with braces. I got plenty of pictures with my braces on and you could see them. You had no choice but to see them.
That's the whole reason why I'm doing clear was so that you kind of hide them a little bit.
Yeah.
And they can't do clear on bottom because you can chip really easily. So that's the whole reason why.
But you want to commit to the bit.
I've been thinking about it. So then if I did do that, then it would be, you're saying silver.
I always did silver because it was just easy.
I thought about doing pink because we all know I love pink.
Could do pink.
Would that be a mistake?
It might blend into your gums and make it look like you got gums
everywhere.
I don't know.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I'm overthinking it though.
Or that I got meat in my teeth. Like,
ew.
Girl, you got meat in your teeth.
Ew. I don't. Mm-mm. Meat mouth.
Gross.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It is so loud out there. The wind.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a train is outside, but it's just the wind. I also just went to the restroom and I thought it was thundering outside because of the way the wind was hitting the sides of this building.
I got some bad news for you.
What?
I'm seeing on the TV that there's a field fire in Iowa City.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody
broke the rules.
Somebody broke the red flag warning.
Okay. So the red flag warning, if you didn't know.
Here we go. Taylor, we'll give you a lesson.
Is that you're not supposed to set stuff on fire?
Correct.
Because of it is windy.
It is very windy.
And it'll spread very quickly.
Yeah, they're currently reporting on it in Iowa City.
Okay, well.
So.
Don't follow suit. You know what I mean?
Please don't.
Red flag warning. No fires. It's also just the wind. It's not a train. It's not.
Oh my God, it does sound like it.
It's not thunder. I got kind of excited though when I was in the bathroom and I was
like, thought it was thunder?
I thought it was thunderstorming. And I was like, ooh.
I'm just like, do we need better insulation in this building? I don't know. Why can't Maybe. I hear it so much?
Because there's a window right behind me. I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I didn't design this place.
So loud in this place.
It's ridiculously loud.
Uh-huh. It feels like I'm practically outside.
I mean, might as well be. So I've kind of discovered that I am living with a wizard and I didn't even realize it. I live with my boyfriend Curly and his brother who's finishing up college. So I've gotten to know him pretty well over the last, where I think we're hitting like 6 months of living with mm-hmm. him. And something that I've realized about Curly's brother is that he remembers everything. Like a wizard. The two of them are super into sports, really into football, really into basketball. Both played sports in high school and they even played together because they're not that far apart in age. And if you say to his brother, like, what was the score of the game that we won high school championship? Like, mm-hmm. what was that score? He could tell you. Like, he can tell you what the score was. Or like they're big Minnesota Vikings fans, right? They're like, how close were the Vikings to beating, I don't know, the Bills last year in November? He can tell you. And then he always Googles it after to double check, and he's almost always right. Why can't I do that?
Dude, my dad is the exact same way. I've heard him say things like, oh, I remember that game in 88. The score was...
What?
It was 92. No, God, again, I don't know sports, so I'm butchering it. But he would know this correctly. He'd be like, I remember that game in 88. It was 24-2. It was snowing on the field. And Johnny, the quarterback,
yeah,
made a touchdown at the very end. I'm like, what the heck? I can't even tell you what I had for dinner last night. Dude, what do you mean you know all this?
It's bizarre. And it's probably because they enjoy it so much that they remember it. But I'm like, I don't think I can do that with anything.
Uh-uh. I couldn't tell you nothing. Like, what is our equivalent to that?
I mean, like...
Can you tell... Is there TV shows? Is there music? I mean, I can tell you... I know I'm not good with lyrics. Never mind.
I mean, I feel like you could say a quote to me from The Office. I could maybe tell you what the episode was about, but like even that is stupid and I don't know if I could do it.
Could you tell what season it is?
Oh, no.
Like that was season one, episode three,
no.
5 minutes in.
That sounds like numbers and I was not good at math.
It's been really, really hard for me to like look at you today and honestly to talk to you because I feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing.
That I don't look cute today.
No.
That's what I think you're meaning to say.
No, but that is not what I'm meaning to say. I'm afraid that I'm going to ruin a secret. Spill something I shouldn't.
What do you know?
Well, I bought something for your birthday, which is coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those people that when I buy people a birthday present, I want to give it to you right now. I want to tell you about it. I want to show you it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm afraid I'm going to say it right now.
You and my boyfriend Curly are like this.
It's hard.
I don't get it. It's not that hard. Yes, and also my birthday is really not that far away. It's not Monday, but it's the following Monday.
Oh my, it seems too dang far away. I'm going to be honest with you. I about brought it in, okay?
No.
I about brought it in. I'm serious. I seriously almost brought your gift in. Because here's the thing. This is why I don't buy people their gifts ahead of time. This is why I wait till the last freaking stupid second. Because I can't do this. This is too hard on me. I'm gonna crush over here, all right? I'm not okay. Nothing's all right over here. I'm not. Can you tell I'm not okay?
Well, I just want you to know that people like you, I'm saying you and my boyfriend Curly, who are like, oh, can I give it to you today? Oh, I can't wait to tell you, blah, blah, blah. You ruin birthdays by being that way. Because the amount of times he's said to me in the last, I don't know, 2 weeks since he's bought me something, he's like, can I give it to you now? Can I give it to you early? And I'm like, no, especially if that's the only thing. Because if you give it to me early, I have nothing to open on my actual birthday, which I'm already sad about, right? Nobody's excited about getting old anymore. And if I have nothing to open, that birthday is going down the toilet. So I need you to shut your mouth.
So I got to live with my thoughts over here?
Yeah, or give it to me now and then go out and buy something new to replace it.
Well, I was already planning on getting you more.
I still don't want it. Oh. Just wait.
What if I get you, what if see, me? A gift every day?
Actually, it's like an advent calendar for me. I do like that.
And it works for me because then I'm not losing it over here.
I guess if that's what it takes. It's always kind of interesting when you go to the gym at a different time than you normally do. So it's not the normal crowd that you see. Today I went and there were some people that clearly like showered in the gym bathrooms and were headed straight to work, which I feel like I don't normally see at the time that I usually go. But I noticed that a guy in like a full-on uniform was leaving. Like in the corner of my eye, I was like, is that a cop? What, is there police in here? What's going on? I see him walk out and he walks in front of like the windows that the treadmills are lined up at. It was a correctional officer.
Wow.
I was like, why do I not pay attention more to the people coming in and out of here? I didn't even notice this.
I know. Can you think about like, who are we working out with?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who are we working out with? It could be teachers, principals. It could be nurses. It could be firefighters, doctors.
That's what I'm saying.
Police officers.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I need to keep going at that time or, I don't know, paying attention more. But at no point did I ever think, yeah, there's probably a correctional officer in here.
Mm-hmm.
Until he went walking out. I'm like, this is cool. I feel like I saw him in his, like, double life.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe not. That's just me.
And then I only wonder if anyone knows who we are.
Oh, I hope not.
And then... I'm like, if you know who I am, please don't look at me and then make fun of me because I'm huffing and puffing because I can't. This is a struggle.
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't need to work because I haven't been there in a month.
Well, that makes me want to like wear a mask or something next time. Yeah, that's not great.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a trend right now that people are doing, some with their best friends, some with their significant other. But basically, on screen it says, POV, you're saying all of your best friend's favorite words to someone else. Or boyfriend or whoever.
Oh, is this where you do it on the phone?
Yeah, so you basically, we're sitting on the couch and I would pretend that I'm answering a phone call, but I'm actually recording you without you knowing to see your reaction. So I would be recording you and then I'd be like, hello, acting like I'm on the phone. And then I'd be like, oh, you want to go shopping? What do you think, like Ulta, TJ Maxx, maybe Home Goods? Oh, and then maybe we could get some crumble after. Like, I would purposely be saying all the things that you would want to do and then capture your reaction to me saying it to someone else. Most of the time, people are like, who's that? Who's that? You can see their eyes starting to look over. Like, why are you making plans that I want to do with somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction is hilarious. I want to do this with my boyfriend Curly now.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. I think you could do this to me. I mean,
I just did. That's exactly what I would say. Shopping, Ulta, TJ Maxx, Home Goods. I'm forgetting one.
Well, you could have started it with, "Hey, neighbor man," and then I would have been like, because I would have gotten excited.
Why would I be calling neighbor man?
I don't know. I just would have been excited that you're talking to him.
So that's weird. That's really weird.
Well, you're saying doing things I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to him. So we start there.
But why am I talking? I don't even know his phone number. Okay, that's weird.
And then, yeah, we do Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
But we do it in the car and we cry about our feelings.
Okay.
Because that's one of my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A in the car. Cry with your about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do that. And then we got to do Home Goods, Crumble. Yeah, all those things. Why are you looking?
Who do you think I don't know. When would I ever, who would I be calling to say, "Hey, do you want to get Chick-fil-A and cry in my car?" How many times have I told you? I can't remember the last time I cried.
You're right. That one would not be believable. I would not.
You would be like, what's wrong with you right now?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I just don't know how people do it. How do people just find the emotional strength to go house hunting?
You're talking to the wrong one, because I've never done it and I have no idea.
Oh my God. It is an emotional roller coaster. And we're not even like that serious, because here's the dealio. Like, house hunting puts emotional stress on you.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, you think you found the one and then you're in a bidding war with other people, or you've got to quickly put in an offer because there are 16 other people ahead of you. You got to hope to God you got the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't, and you lost the thought you thought was the dream home for you.
This sounds a lot like Tinder.
You know, mine actually, yeah.
It kind of is.
And then you do it again. Oh, this might be the dream house. Nope, there's five people ahead of you. Put the best offer in. Nope, not the best one.
Shoot.
Do it again. It's just exhausting. But then you got to take time out of your schedule to look at freaking houses. And mm-hmm. it's just freaking exhausting. And then there's a lot of them that just are crap. You know what? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You wasted your time even looking at them. Why did I even bother? It's exhausting. It's a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again.
Mm.
I found one yesterday that I finally was like, well, neighbor man and I, that remember Jim, our coworker, said you're going to walk into a house and you're going to be like, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we walked into one and I was like, this is it. But then the realtor told us there was three people who have already put in an offer and we needed to do it by 5 o'clock if we wanted to get in as well.
You didn't do that.
We didn't have all of our ducks in the row, so we didn't make it in time.
Mm-hmm.
She sends us two more houses last night. One of them is perfect. It's exactly where we want to live. Actually, really close to his mom, too.
Mm.
And we always said we wanted to live really close to family, too. Yeah. So, I mean, we're just ducks are getting smacked. Like, we are like, yes.
Jeez.
This is everything we want. So, we go and look at it today. It's perfect. Neighbor man. I've never seen him smile so much in my entire life. I'm like, okay, I think he really, really likes it. So he's put in an offer already.
Oh.
But now it's a waiting game because I don't know when they review the offers. So now I asked him and he goes, well, they said it might not happen until Monday, but you know, we don't know. So now here I am again on emotional roller coaster of I don't know.
Because you haven't gone this far yet.
We haven't gotten this far.
So now there's even more things that you don't even know what are going to happen.
Exactly. Now we've put an offer. Who knows if there's others?
Mm.
And now it's a waiting game.
Which,
TikTok.
Knowing you.
I can't,
not
Taylor.
Good, bad.
I've already told him I'm not okay.
You had a whole weekend ahead of you?
Uh-huh. Of not being okay. So
I wish you luck, and I wish neighbor man luck. I think you can tell a lot about a person and their personality when you sit down and just simply watch a TV show together. Because I've been doing that recently with my boyfriend, Curly, and his brother who lives with us. We all three have different ways of watching TV, I've kind of realized, especially when it comes to documentaries, because I really love watching documentaries, true crime, whatever. Most recently, last night, we sat down and I started the Ruby Frankie documentary series on Hulu. If you know, you know. But I was kind of already familiar with this case, so I'm just sitting and I'm just taking it all in. I'm locked in. I'm not paying attention to side conversations because my boyfriend Curly thinks it's time to chat about other things and then ask a million questions. Who's that? What did she do? Is she in jail now? What's going on here? And I look at him and I'm like, just watch the TV. That's the point of the documentary. My guy is, it's going to explain everything mm-hmm. that happens here. And then we have his brother, who once I started the series for the first time last night, I click on it and he's like, what is this? What's this Ruby Frankie all about? And I kind of give him like the lowdown a little bit about what it is. And then he's the type of person who's then going to Google it to understand and then find like what happens in the end. So he was like, I'm going to search it. And then he's like, oh, she's in jail for 30 years. All right. I'm like, okay, now you don't need to watch the rest of it because you already found out what's going to happen. So the three of us together, when it comes to a TV show, like it doesn't work. It doesn't blend well because they're ruining it for themselves and they're ruining it for me, honestly.
I think I'm kind of like Curly because I'm like, I don't have the time to research it. I don't have the time to like get through this document. Somebody just tell me what's going on. So I'm kind of like Curly. I think Neighbor Man is like you and was like, I'm taking it all in.
I just want to watch.
If he knows what it is, like if he knew what this case, I personally don't know this case.
Yeah.
If he knew what the case was, I think he'd be like you. If he didn't, he would probably be like the brother.
And would be researching it.
So it kind of goes both. He definitely is not like me and is blabbing. There's so many times he's like, can you just shut up and enjoy the movie or enjoy the show.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
I might need to.
The amount of times he's told me just to shut up and just wait. It's coming. Can you just shut up and wait?
Ouch.
I know you're going to think this is a joke, but this is not a joke. Remember that house we looked at last week? And I told you about how our coworker, Jim, said, when you walk in, you're going to know it's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we really, really liked it. But I just wasn't having that feeling.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I didn't understand why I wasn't having that feeling. Okay. That house, though, although it was really great, what I loved about it is that it was like on this street that only had like probably 4 or 5 houses on the right side, 4 or 5 houses on the left side. It was like a dead end road.
Oh, yeah.
Which I loved. So it's kind of like your own little area, mm-hmm. which I loved about it. Kind of almost reminded me of like a lot of time in Christmas when people set up for their lights, the ones that you go and look for are like cul-de-sacs mm-hmm. that like everybody does the decorations. It kind of reminded me of that. So I turned to the realtor and I said, do we know if everybody decorates around here? I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. Do we know? She goes, I don't know, but I do know that like that house still has their decorations up. Does that tell you anything? I'm like, I guess. But I want you to know that me and Neighbor Man are very serious that we want to live in a neighborhood like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why on Zillow and on house listings, they don't say that.
You actually have a really good point there because it's so much more common now that people do go all out that I'm assuming they have to get their neighbor's permission for some of these displays. But at the same time, I know there's like HOA rules and stuff. Do they have like white lights only or we all do candy cane light? Like that would actually be pretty important information to know, I feel.
Well, I just imagine like if there is a cul-de-sac that like everybody does Christmas lights, they do a whole, I mean, what is it? The Blue Creek Christmas or whatever?
Yeah.
Like what if one of those people move out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to know what you're getting yourself into.
Do they hunt down the realtor and they're like, listen up, buddy. We need somebody who's serious about Christmas to move in here. And if they're not, don't let them move in.
Maybe.
But I don't, because I want to be that person. We're serious. The only problem is we're not serious. We can't agree on what we want to do. He wants to be the person who is like, all Christmas lights are like matching to sounds and all those. Oh, and I'm want to be the inflatable house.
Mm-hmm.
We can't agree on that.
You do both.
And so then what? We just confuse people?
The best houses do both. Yeah.
What?
The inflatables light up to, I don't know, with rocking around the Christmas tree. I think you do both. It's very possible.
Oh my God. Our bill's going to be so expensive.
Yeah. You just got to find a neighbor that's cool with that train wreck.
it's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It's been a while since you and I have had like a new job, but do you remember that feeling you get, that excitement you have when you start the night before you start your new job?
Oh, it's the scariest feeling ever.
Oh, it's not exciting?
I think I'm more scared than excited.
For me, it's exciting. I like to pick out my outfit.
No.
I'm excited to meet my managers and to see what the parking lot.
No.
Okay. No.
I'm scared. I don't know what door we go in. I don't know. What are my coworkers wearing? Do they pack a lunch or do they order lunch? I have so many things. Do they show up with makeup on or is it cool to like come a little grubby? You know what I mean? Like I don't know what the vibe is. So I hate the first day of work.
Okay, we are not the same. No. So tonight's trivia question is actually meant for you, Taylor.
Good.
Okay. And all the things you worry about. 49% of people who are currently looking for a job are worried about being able to do this at their next workplace. What is it?
How much time you got? I have a lot.
Oh, God.
I got a lot of things. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
49% of people who are currently looking for a job are worried about being able to do this at their next workplace. What is it?
I should mention also, this current job is only my second full-time job. Like, I only had one before this.
Thank God you haven't been searching that much because you are a nervous wreck.
My mom would be like, stop calling me, Taylor. I'm at it. I can't handle another breakdown.
Okay, but she needs to work here until retirement.
Sure, yes. You can text in your guest at 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Starting a new job, I think, is exciting. Taylor thinks otherwise.
I think it's nerve-wracking.
I mean,
like you secured the job at that point, which is great, and you should feel good about that. But my mind starts thinking of a million different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, tonight's trivia question is really for people like Taylor. 49% of people who are currently looking for a job are worried about being able to do this at their next workplace. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 63-39 said taking a vacation or sick time.
Dude, that's a really good one when it comes to like. Let's say you, because this always happens for people, like you had your job that you're working at, you've been working there for many years, you had a vacation plan, now this other opportunity comes up, will they let you take PTO?
That happened to me here.
Really?
Well, I mean, I was here working part-time. I had left my last job, so I was just kind of like floating around doing a bunch of part-time stuff. I got word that I was going to be hired full-time here, and I had to look at our boss at this time and say, I'm really happy about this, but I got to take a vacation for, like, I'm going on vacation next week. Can I start after that?
Oh my God, you said that?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
It was Chris Jackson. He was like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Chris Jackson didn't
care. He didn't care. But I was like, is it even worth me bringing this up? Like, I've had it planned.
Can you imagine he was like, he wouldn't, but if he was like, well, then I guess you were a horrible mistake.
Yeah, we take it back.
Kim said, sound as smart as they do on their resume. Kim.
Me too.
Girl, I'm just be completely honest, and I don't even care if I sound like a doofus. I have my resume, right? But, and I'll put things on it, right? I'm the one who fills it out. Because I obviously know what my job duties were at previous jobs. But I have always, for any job I've ever applied from, the very first one, which was Fairway many years ago, I've always had my sister proofread my resume. And then she'll edit it. So technically, you hire me and my sister.
That's me and my dad.
Right?
You hire me and my dad. The first time I read my resume after my dad did a little work on it, I was like, who'd you do this for? Because she's not me. Good one.
They're going to read it and be like, after they hire you, they're like, did we hire the wrong
job? Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when you cheated in school, you're like, had your friend help you with your homework. You were like,
I changed it a little bit.
Can you make it sound dumb? Like, I am.
Seriously. 2572 said being able to use their phone while working.
Do people ask that in their interview?
Well, no, but I feel like it is a little awkward when you start at a new place. Do people like get on their phone? Can I take a personal phone call, or is that like frowned upon?
No, that makes sense. Cause I within like the first month or whatever, I feel like if you happen to get a text message, you're like looking over your shoulder, like,
I don't want people to think I'm not working.
Am I getting
fired? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just for a millisecond. I'm going to say with that, putting earbuds in your ears.
Yeah.
You know, is this mm-hmm. like, okay, am I allowed to?
Yeah. You gotta take time a couple weeks to like see what everybody else does, and then you can start following suit.
Decorating your desk. Like, is yeah. this okay? Do other people yeah. do it? It takes me a solid month to one, find out if I can answer text messages, two, to decorate my desk, and three, to listen to podcasts.
I would add one. If I ever had to leave here, I would also want to add, can I have a work blankie? I'm serious. I feel like I started that here, so I would want to know if it was cool in the next place of work. I get cold.
49% of people who are currently looking for a job are worried about being able to do this at their next workplace. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
I hope that if you ever do leave this company, which let's hope that doesn't actually happen, that you ask in your next interview, can I have a blankie?
So how do you feel about a work blankie?
The question tonight, 49% of people who are currently looking for a job are worried about being able to do this at the workplace. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is
49% of people are worried about making friends at their next workplace.
Mm. Totally.
Do you even want to make friends?
No, but not even. I mean, like getting along with people. I remember my first job out of college. I mean, I was working here part time, like I said, but I had a whole other full time job. And there was only 1, 2, 3 other people in the building besides our boss. And they were all older women than me. They were all moms. And like when I came in for my interview, they were all very like buddy buddy, like chit chatty, super nice. But I was like, I'm not going to be able to break into this friend group because they're already so close. Mm-hmm. And I'm some little like ding dong that just graduated college. They're going to hate me. Luckily, I was wrong. I overthought it. But
they liked you?
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I quit and then the rest of them quit. So I started the party.
My only thing, I guess, with that is my fear if I start a new job is that I'm going to. Because let's be honest, as much as we like to think it doesn't, a lot of jobs have cliques, just like we did in high school. My biggest fear is I want to join the wrong clique.
Oh.
Like maybe the jerky ones or, you know, whatever. The ones that are meaner to everybody. I don't want to be a part of the jerky clique.
Oh.
Can I be a part of like the, I'm
going to be part of the chess club.
Yeah, I'm a nerd through and through. So I'd like to be a part of that club.
You got to just pack your lunch and then your travel chess for that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.